fourth canto, chapter 29, text 85. Translation for a part. Okay. The allegory of King Puranjana, described herein, according to authority, was heard by me from my spiritual master, and it is full of spiritual knowledge. If one can understand the purpose of this allegory, he will certainly be relieved from the bodily conception and will clearly understand life after death. Although one may not understand what transmigration of the soul actually is, one can fully understand it by studying this narration. Purport. The Sanskrit word striya means along with the wife is significant. The male and female living together constitute the sum and substance of material existence. The attraction between male and female in this material world is very strong. In all species of life, the attraction between male and female is the basic principle of existence. The same principle of intermingling is also in human society, but is in a regulative form. Material existence means living together as male and female and being attracted by one another. However, when one fully understands his spiritual life, his attraction for the opposite sex is completely vanquished. By such attraction, one becomes overly attached to this material world. It is a hard knot within the heart. Pumsa striya mituni bhavametam tayor mito ridya grantam ahu. Ato griha shetra sutaptavitar janasyamohoyam mahamameti. Everyone comes to this material world attracted to sense gratification, and the hard knot of sense gratification is the attraction between male and female. By this attraction, one becomes overly attached to the material world in terms of griha, kshetra, sutta, apta, and vitta, home, land, children, friends, money, and so forth. Thus, one becomes entangled in the bodily conception of I and mine. However, if one understands the story of King Puranjan and understands how, by sexual attraction, Puranjana became a female in his next life, one will also understand the process of transmigration. Om Anjanatim Randasya Inanjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Laitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Discussion by Narada Muni. The teachings of Narada Muni to King Prachina Barishat about how he will become a woman in his next life because of his attachment and attraction for woman in this life. Whatever we become attached to in this life, we will receive that thing in the next life. So if man becomes attached to woman, he receives woman, or he becomes woman in his next life. If woman becomes attached to man, she becomes man in her next life. So this verse brings out the actual point. What is the cause of attachment? What is the actual very root or source of attachment? And the source of attachment, or the cause of attachment, is attraction. The principle of attraction exists within every living entity, and the principle of attraction exists within every atom. If you know something about science, you know that if you examine the material energy can be broken down into the smallest unit of material energy. It's known as a molecule. Smaller than a molecule is an atom. And within the atom, there are so many very tiny particles. And what is holding all those atoms together? For example, if you have water, water is a molecule, hydrogen and oxygen. There's two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen. But what is holding these atoms together, the hydrogen and oxygen? It's a principle of attraction. One atom is attracted to another, and they are bound together. They stay attached, and they stay together because of the principle of attraction. So from the atomic level all the way up to the giant stars and the planets are all moving and all connected with each other on the basis of attraction. One atom is attracted to another atom. one planet is attracted to another planet. It's called the atomic forces of attraction, or it's called the forces of gravity. All this is examples of this principle of attraction, how it is working in this universe. From the atoms, from what they say, microcosm to the macrocosm. From the atoms to the planets. This principle of attraction. On the atomic level, the atoms are attracted to each other and they're tied together and they're bound together by this power of attraction. But the scientists, they figured out how to break that attraction. How to cut that attraction. So when the scientists break the attraction of one atom to another, it's called atom bomb. It's called splitting the atom. So they break that attraction from one atom to the other, and the result of that breaking of that attraction is a huge explosion and total chaos and disintegration. Oh, in the same way, as this power of attraction, it actually emanates from God. Because God, He has this within Him. This power of attraction is part of His shaktis, part of His energies. So anything that emanates from God, including God Himself, is full of this power of attraction. That is why Krishna's name is Krishna. God's name is Krishna. This is the ultimate name for God because it explains this ultimate principle of attraction. Krishna comes from the word karshan. Krishna. So Krishna comes, Krish means karshan, as you have in Hindi, sankarshan or karshan. Karshan means this attraction. So God is that entity, that supreme atom, or that supreme entity or personality, who is attracting everything and holding everything together by His attractive forces. That personality that attracts everything and everyone and holds everything together, that is the principle of God. That is Krishna or Sankarshan. Excuse me, we are made of attraction. Just as it is the nature of one atom to be attracted to another atom. So it is our nature as an atom of God or as a part and parcel of God, an Anu, to be attracted to another person. So within each of us, there is a very strong power of attraction. A very strong power of attraction, which is pushing us to be attracted to another atom or another body. That power of attraction within woman is pushing her to be attracted to the body or the atom, another atom, in the form of man. That attractive power within the man, which is coming from the soul, is pushing him to be attracted to woman. But the result of material combinations, when material persons or bodies come together, is that there's so much difficulty. Janma mritu jaravyati. So Krishna, He comes, or God comes, Krishna comes to this world to pull our attraction from Maya to Him. Because this is the natural and original object or personality to whom every soul is attached and attracted to. So spiritual life, or sadhana bhakti, is a practice of redirecting our attractive power towards Krishna and away from Maya. Just as in conditional life, when one is conditioned by ignorance and anarthas, it is, quote, natural for man to be attracted to woman, or woman to be attracted to man. That is conditional, material life. It feels natural, it feels right, it feels quite okay. But when one realizes his eternal spiritual identity and he awakens his attraction for Krishna, he or she for Krishna, then automatically all the attractions for the material world, they stop. Because that is the right position to focus our attraction towards Krishna. So Krishna comes into this world to show all the different attractive features. People in this world are attracted to eating. People in this world are attracted to bodies, beautiful bodies, to eating, to dressing. So when He comes as Krishna, although He comes in different avatars and different roops, when He comes as Krishna, He displays two primary features of attraction, which are the most powerful features of attraction in this world. He displays saundarya and prema, beauty and love. These are fully displayed. The full attractive power of beauty and love are displayed and shown by Krishna and the Krishna avatar. Because, as we mentioned, We in this world were attracted to beautiful foods and to beautiful bodies. So Krishna comes and presents all beautiful foods. Chapan bhog. Jagannath chapan bhog. So much beautiful foods. And he presents beautiful body. His tribanga lalitam niyata prakasham. Beautiful body. Sham sundar. Ati sundar. Very beautiful roop. Sundari roop. And we become attracted. But being God, or the omniscient one, Krishna understands that in the age of Kali, unlike other ages, in this dark age of ignorance in Kali, people are very much interested in love and beauty, but particularly in the age of Kali, people are very much interested in sexology. That's probably a term he uses, sexology. In this age of Kali Yuga, practically wherever one turns their face, they will be seeing this sex attraction or sex activities everywhere. So Krishna, in this particular age, in this particular advent, he comes to show the divine enjoyment. The divine enjoyment of Krishna himself and all his parts and parcels, all the gopikas. So he shows, this is divine love. This is pure spiritual love. This, and you can have this type of loving relationship and full satisfaction with me. Just offer me your love. This is what Krishna comes to present. That is why the most well-known pastime of Krishna, the most well-known pastime of Krishna is Rasalila. Because the Rasalila is the very presentation of the Lord to invite the conditioned souls to dance with him in divine love. When at Yamuna Pulin, on the banks of the Yamuna, on the Sharad Purnima, which is called Maharas Dance, it's called Maharas Dance because everyone was eligible. Everyone could come. The Sadaka Siddhas, the Nitya Siddhas, the Nitya Parikars, everyone was welcome and everyone was accepted. However, on that divine evening, many of the accomplished gopikas, etc., the Rishichari gopis, they were thinking, there is only one Krishna, and there are thousands of us, there are millions of us. How will he be attracted to us? How will he dance with us? How will our love be satisfied with Krishna? Because there's only one of him, and there's thousands and millions of us. So what happened is, knowing that situation, Krishna expanded himself into one form for each and every gopi that was there. So each gopi, by the influence of Yoga Maya, she also could not see any of the other gopis. She thought, I am alone with Krishna, and all the attraction of my heart, all the desires of my heart, are finding full satisfaction in this wonderful association with Krishna. And they could not perceive any other gopis. Each gopi thought, I am alone with Krishna, and now I have found the full satisfaction of my heart by reposing my love in Krishna. So by this very pastime of the Ras Lila, Krishna is establishing a very important philosophical point for all the jivas of this world. He is saying, look, man is looking for a woman to enjoy. Woman is looking for a man to enjoy. But you can come and enjoy with me. I will fully satisfy you. And you can come dance with me. And whether there's one gopi, or 10 gopis, or 16,000, or 5 billion, you can all enter the rasa dance. You can all enter the rasa dance, and I will expand myself in one form to be with you, and we can enjoy together in the divine realm of Vrindavan. This is the invitation of Rasalila. This is the realization that the conditioned soul gets from studying this, that yes, I can also dance with Krishna, I can love Krishna, and that is the real place to offer my attraction. So this is the meaning of why Krishna showed this Rasalila. Look, there were thousands of gopis, but I became thousands of Krishnas. So there's 5 billion people on the planet, so I can expand myself 5 billion times to dance with every one of you. Just offer your love to me. Just direct your attraction to me. This is what Krishna is saying in this pastime. So attraction is real. Attraction is real. It's eternal. But now it's misdirected to Maya. So we have to turn that attraction, that real attractive power, we have to turn it towards Krishna. Allow ourselves to be attracted to Krishna. Allow ourselves to love Krishna. So when we're chanting the holy name, We can offer prayers to the Holy Name. And there, because Krishna, in Krishna's holy name, there is meeting and separation are going on there. Radha and Krishna are meeting in their holy name, and then they're separating in their holy name. The holy name, they're sometimes together, Hare Krishna, and sometimes separate, Krishna Krishna. So when we say Hare Krishna, then Radha and Krishna are together. And when we say Krishna Krishna, then they're separated. And then Radharani's crying. So the Acharyas tell us, when Radharani is separated from Krishna, she is praying, Krishna, please become attracted to me. Krishna, please become attracted to me. And how is she expressing that wish of her heart? Because she's in Nikunj, separated from Krishna. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and Krishna Krishna. So Krishna Krishna means Krishna's there. There's no Radha there. It's just Krishna. They're not Radha and Krishna. It's Krishna Krishna. So when they're separated, Radharani, when she's separated from Krishna, she's crying. And she's saying, Krishna, please become attracted to me. Please become attracted to me. Please let me be attracted to you. And how does she express this? By chanting Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is a matter of channeling the power within us. Just like in nature, there's a phenomenon called waterfall. Water is falling down. Niagara Falls or Africa, water is coming in a big river and psh, falling down. Not waterfall. And so much energy is there. So much energy is going, power. So if you can harness that power, channel that power by some wheel, and you can make electricity, right? Generating power station. You have to capture that power. So within every one of us, there's a burning fire. There's a burning fire of calm or lust. But this calm is simply an expression of this attraction. There's a burning attraction within us. So we have to channel this. We have to direct this burning attraction towards Krishna. It's not that we stop it, but we direct it towards Krishna. And when we're chanting the holy name, we also, in the mood of Radharani, we're begging, Oh Krishna, please be attracted to me. Krishna, please let me be attracted to you. I have this attractive power within me, but I'm attracted to woman. I'm attracted to man. But please, let me be attracted to you. I'm begging you. I'm pleading. I'm crying. Just like Radharani is crying in Nikunj. So your body is in Nikunj, and your soul is locked in there. Your body is your Nikunj. Your Nikunj Deha. And the soul is locked in there, crying, Krishna, please come to me. Please be attracted to me. Please let... I am burning with attraction for Maya. But let me keep burning with attraction, but for you. Don't stop burning with attraction, but direct your attraction towards Krishna. That is bhakti. That is prema. Vancha kapa drubhyascha kripa sindhu bhaiva cha ptitana bhavmingyo vaishnavyo namaha. Grantaraja bhagavatam ki. Or prashna hai?
Why does Maya disturb us?
As soon as you come to Krishna, then she'll stop disturbing you. So she's pushing. She says, come on, go, go. Go to Krishna. Hey, don't disturb me. But she's disturbing you because she's trying to push you to Krishna. Maya's duty is to push you to Krishna. So pushing means disturbance. If somebody's pushing me, hey, don't push me, hey. So disturbance means pushing. So Maya's pushing you to Krishna. But you're saying, hey, what do you disturb me for? It's nice here. Let me enjoy. I'm just enjoying. Now you give me malaria. Now you're pushing me. Why you gave me the malaria? Malaria is pushing me to Krishna. But instead of saying, Krishna, Krishna, this is it, never again, I promise from this day forward. But then we say, oh, give me some medicine, let me get better and enjoy. Maya's a friend, as I said, she's a friend, she's pushing you. It's like your mother's pushing you to school. You say, no, you're my enemy, but then she becomes your friend. I look back and I say, oh, Maya, what a great friend. Oh, she's so wonderful. So nice. Taught me so many good lessons. What a good friend. Maya's Bahut Mitra. Daiho. Anything else? Krishna Balaram ki. Srila Prabhupada ki.